Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. You will hear someone reviewing some local arts and entertainment events. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully, you will hear the recording twice.
And now a look at what's on in the region this week. At the King George Art Gallery, there is an exhibition of contemporary art by local artists. This is not a provincial small-town show, however, as all the artists are at art school trained and extremely professional. The exhibition is bound to get a strong public response, as some of the images are not for the faint-hearted, and could even shock some people. One thing is for sure, it's certainly not a dull show. If theatre is more your thing, then Raisin in the Sun by Lorraine Hansberry is well worth seeing. Being about a black family in 1950s Chicago, it's about discrimination, survival, endurance and self-respect. What will Mama Lena, Novella Nelson, do with her husband's life assurance money? Move to a better area and live among whites? Let her son, Lenny James, invest it in some dubious business deal? Educate her daughter, Nicole Charles, who wants to be a doctor. Hansberry has no illusions. Your own kind can be as treacherous as anyone else. This play is an act of faith, a battle cry and a warning. But the writing is never preachy. It is full of warmth, indignation and defiance. This production is one of the best things David Lann has done. And the eight actors play with passion, precision and overwhelming power. At the cinema this week is the SpongeBob SquarePants movie. The talking sea sponge is one of America's most popular cartoon television characters. This engaging feature manages to be surreal, innocent, and knowing all at the same time. Children will be amused, parents may find themselves smiling. There's a special opening night at the new Medfood restaurant this Friday night. Medfood, as the name suggests, offers a wide menu of food from around the Mediterranean. There will be a good selection of dishes, including tapas and mezes at reduced prices, and if that isn't enough to tempt you, every customer will be offered a complimentary glass of wine with their meal. The two chefs who work at the restaurant are both of Mediterranean origins, one from Seville and the other from Athens, so prepare your taste buds for the real thing. For those of you with a bit more energy, the local community centre is holding a weekend of health education. This may sound a bit boring, but it promises to be a fun weekend for all the family. Kids and adults alike will get the chance to try out a wide range of sports and leisure activities for free. The thinking behind the scheme is that people aren't aware of the facilities on offer and less children are taking part in sport than in the past. This is part of a government initiative to raise public awareness of the importance of exercise. And last, but certainly not least, don't forget the monthly market in the square on Sunday. Local traders from all over the country will be selling all sorts of products from cheese, meat, wine, jams and pickles to art and craft and second-hand books. Support your local small trader and buy something that you can't find in the supermarket. And don't worry, the kids won't be bored as there are plenty of street performers to keep them amused. Open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Now listen again.
And now a look at what's on in the region this week. At the King George Art Gallery, there is an exhibition of contemporary art by local artists. This is not a provincial small-town show, however, as all the artists are at art school trained and extremely professional. The exhibition is bound to get a strong public response, as some of the images are not for the faint-hearted and could even shock some people. One thing is for sure, it's certainly not a dull show. If theatre is more your thing, then Raisin in the Sun by Lorraine Hansberry is well worth seeing. Being about a black family in 1950s Chicago, it's about discrimination, survival, endurance and self-respect. What will Mama Lena, Novella Nelson, do with her husband's life assurance money? Move to a better area and live among whites? Let her son, Lenny James, invest it in some dubious business deal. Educate her daughter, Nicole Charles, who wants to be a doctor. Hansberry has no illusions. Your own kind can be as treacherous as anyone else. This play is an act of faith, a battle cry, and a warning. But the writing is never preachy. It is full of warmth, indignation, and defiance. This production is one of the best things David Lann has done, and the eight actors play with passion, precision, and overwhelming power. At the cinema this week is the SpongeBob SquarePants movie. The talking sea sponge is one of America's most popular cartoon television characters. This engaging feature manages to be surreal, innocent, and knowing all at the same time. Children will be amused, parents may find themselves smiling. There's a special opening night at the new Medfood restaurant this Friday night. Medfood, as the name suggests, offers a wide menu of food from around the Mediterranean. There will be a good selection of dishes, including tapas and mezes at reduced prices, and if that isn't enough to tempt you, every customer will be offered a complimentary glass of wine with their meal. The two chefs who work at the restaurant are both of Mediterranean origins, one from Seville and the other from Athens, so prepare your taste buds for the real thing. For those of you with a bit more energy, the local community centre is holding a weekend of health education. This may sound a bit boring, but it promises to be a fun weekend for all the family. Kids and adults alike will get the chance to try out a wide range of sports and leisure activities for free. The thinking behind the scheme is that people aren't aware of the facilities on offer and less children are taking part in sport than in the past. This is part of a government initiative to raise public awareness of the importance of exercise. And last, but certainly not least, don't forget the monthly market in the square on Sunday. Local traders from all over the country will be selling all sorts of products from cheese, meat, wine, jams and pickles to art and craft and second-hand books. Support your local small trader and buy something that you can't find in the supermarket. And don't worry, the kids won't be bored as there are plenty of street performers to keep them amused. Open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
That is the end of part 2.